You're listening to The Mighty Gwynn on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Dylan Gwynn.
At The Mighty Gwynn is where you can follow us on Twitter. That is at The Mighty Gwynn. Joining us right now on the program, he works for SB Nation. He is a college football writer for SB Nation. Give him a follow on Twitter at RJ_writes. Richard Johnson joins us on the program right now to preview tonight's national championship game. Richard, I know predicting what happens with Clemson can be a very, very dangerous road to go down. But we have to go down it because they are one of the two teams in the national championship tonight. I think they're going to beat Alabama tonight. I don't think they're going to turn in a dud after the Ohio State game. I think they're going to be ready for what happens tonight. I think they're going to win this football game because their defensive line is going to dominate and their offense will be able to do significantly more than Alabama's offense. Do you buy into that?
I do not. I think Alabama's going to win the game tonight. And I think I think Clemson's greatest strength will also be his greatest downfall, and that's Deshaun Watson, who I love as a player, who I love as a young man. But I did a thing about a month ago, right around the ACC championship game, where we looked at every single one of Deshaun Watson's interceptions. And Deshaun has been fooled on some of his interceptions. You know, there are the wonky tip drill ones, of course, but there are also passes that he just flat out should not throw. Mm. And the first interception against Ohio State was one of those. Now, the second one was obviously Malik Hooker just being a Decepticon or whatever. But the first one was a bad throw. And I worry about that tonight. I just don't think Clemson can win, especially if Deshaun Watson I don't think Clemson can win if Deshaun Watson's going to turn the ball over 2-3 times, because the smart money there is that one of those is going to be a field-flipping interception, if not a touchdown, by Minka Fitzpatrick. And you can't win that way. You just can't. Not against this team.
So you think the turnover factor will become a huge issue tonight for Clemson in particular? And look, you're right. I mean, Deshaun Watson has been a lot more careless with the football this year than he was last year. No question about that. I watched that Ohio State game. And Richard, I don't know, you tell me. I thought that was the most complete football game played by any team all year long. Did you have that same impression after watching that semifinal with Clemson and Ohio State?
I don't know about any team all year long, but I will say it's the most complete game that Clemson has played all game long. And I wrote as much today after the game. I mean, it's just they had not put a game together stem to stern like that the entire season. And I was tempted to say they hadn't even really gotten close, because Clemson struggled with putting, with having their foot on an opponent's throat and not stepping on it. They just didn't. They mm-hmm. they let Georgia Tech hang around. They had to come back against Florida State, who obviously is an ultra-talented team. If James Quick doesn't run out of bounds in the Louisville game, who knows what happens there? And obviously that's why they play the game, yada, yada, yada. But there is a killer mentality that Clemson has not had, that they had against an exceptionally talented football team in the Fiesta Bowl. And so, yes, we finally saw that. So, yeah, you're on the right track saying Clemson played a complete game there. Now, what happens if Alabama plays a complete game tonight? You know what I mean? Like, what mm-hmm. happens if Jalen Hurts can put it all together? Because I think the Sark factor is a big thing that we've talked about this week, obviously, since Lane Kiffin was put out the pasture, so to speak, to FAU. But what I think people don't talk about with this is it's not like Alabama has this like air raid intricate offensive passing scheme that you're trying to tinker with in 10 days. This is a thing of Alabama. If anything else, Alabama should rest on its laurels in this game, and its laurels are running the heck out of Jalen Hurts. And oh, they've also got Bo Scarborough, who finally showed what he can do on a consistent basis in the Peach Bowl against Washington. And so, for Alabama, when I say complete game out of Alabama, you know what you're going to get out of the defense. You obviously know Deshaun Watson is going to get his. But on offense, if they go essentially kind of back to basics and just run the ball, at some point their horses are better than yours. And that's always the argument. That's always the inevitability of Alabama.
We're talking with Richard Johnson. He is a college football writer with SB Nation. Give him a follow on Twitter at RJ_writes. And just to be devil's advocate, well, I guess it's not devil's advocate because I do think Clemson's going to win the football game. But couldn't you argue that Alabama's strength offensively, and you nailed it. I mean, it's the running of the football. It's with Jalen Hurts and Bo Scarborough and their ability to move people up front, that kind of thing. Couldn't you argue that's a good strength, but that's not the strength that you necessarily need against Clemson? Because, yes, they don't have an air raid offense, but that also means they don't have the ability to score as quickly as you might, or in the bunches that you might, in order to keep up with a team like Clemson if Clemson gets hot.
Yes, yeah. I think you got something there. Because, like I said, Deshaun Watson is going to get hit.
Yeah.
I don't think this game's going to end in the 40s. I think it'll end, I want to say low 30s, but I'm tempted to say like mid-20s, like 28-24 type thing. I think this game is going to be, I don't want to say ugly, maybe methodical is the more prudent term to use.
Yeah.
This game is going to have a little bit of different feel. So it's going to be a situation of Clemson is going to be able to put up a number on Alabama. I do think that. But the number is not going to be 40. I think if Clemson gets to 30 points, let's say, can Alabama methodically match that? You know what I mean? Will they be able to make the most out of those drives and sustain long drives, which I do think they're going to have to do, especially if they run the ball methodically? Can you sustain 4, 5, 6 long drives and get points out of them? Hit field goals in what can be an interesting windy stadium, depending on what the weather is tonight, because of the way the scoreboards have been renovated, which is a whole other story entirely. But, you know, and as that game kind of comes down to the wire, you know, is Jalen Hurts tight? You know, do we see Jalen Hurts make the big mistake with 10 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter that really is a straw that breaks the camel's back? So, yeah, you're definitely onto something there.
Yeah. Looking at the big picture part of the whole thing. I mean, the historic part of it. Because I mean, if Nick Saban wins tonight, he will have 6 national championships to his credit, which will put him, you know, tied with Bear Bryant all time with 6 at the top there. I mean, those comparisons are already being made by a lot of people right now. Those comparisons will obviously pick up dramatically if that's made. You know, if he goes ahead and wins that national championship tonight, in your mind, will winning tonight make Nick Saban the best coach in college football history, or is he already there?
I think he's already there. I mean, I think that the competition, because of the competition, the adjustment for competition, I can't make an argument that he's not at 2 separate schools over the course of the better part of now 2 decades, you know, with a 3 or 4 year break for the NFL. I get it, but the guy's just been at the top relatively and stayed there. You know, Bear Bryant, yeah, great coach, whatever, but some of those national championships you're winning before African-Americans can even play. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you're it's the competition level that Nick Saban faces. Like, you know, it's uncomparable, the depth of competition that Nick Saban faces as compared to Bear Bryant. And as compared to a lot of great coaches in the past. Like, it's just not there. So, you know, the level of the competition has raised, and Nick Saban has consistently kept his game above it. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
10 seconds left, Richard. Your score for tonight?
I'll go 28-24. Alabama.
28-24, Alabama. Richard Johnson, he is a college football writer for SB Nation. Give him a follow on Twitter, would you please, at RJ_writes. Richard, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much, and enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys. You have a good night.
You too. The good, the bad, the dumb, we do it on the flip side. It is the Mighty Gwynn Show, SB Nation Radio.